And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. Father, we want to be filled with your Spirit. We don't want to be filled with the things of this world. We don't want to get drunk with the wine of this world. Father, we've tasted enough of this world, and we know that it doesn't satisfy. It seduces us. It tries to make promises to us, the things of this world, that it will satisfy, but it's not true, and it does not bring fullness in our lives. We have been seduced so many times by the wine of the world, the pleasure the world says it offers, by the self-gratification, for living for ourselves, just to fulfill every single desire that we have. And when we do that, we find out that our desires are still there. There's still more of a hunger for the things that cannot satisfy us. We've imbibed the things of this world which have made us drunk, drunk on power, drunk on comfort, drunk on being busy, drunk in our pain or sorrow. We've drunk deeply of the things of this world. We've been controlled by them, but we don't want to walk that way any longer. Father, we repent. We repent and we turn away from the things of this world, the things that the world has seduced us with and tried to make us drunk on. And Father, they have been empty. They have been a lie. We don't want to walk that way anymore, but instead we choose to be filled with your Spirit. We want to be filled with your Holy Spirit rather than the things of this earth. We long for you to put within us a new thirst. A new thirst. Grant us a new thirst. Let us pant like the deer to be filled with your Spirit. Let us hunger and thirst after you, to be filled with you. Father, help us to recognize within ourselves the hole that we have that only you can fill, and it is by your Spirit. You said that in the last days, Abba, in the last days, that you would pour forth your Spirit on all mankind, and that your sons and your daughters would prophesy, and that your young men would see visions, and your old men would dream dreams, and even on your bond slaves, both men and women, that you would pour forth of your Spirit and they would prophesy. And so, Father, we cry out for that to be filled in our time, just like in the time of the early church, when your Spirit was poured forth upon men and women, and they prophesied, they proclaimed your word, and signs and wonders accompanied it. Father, we ask for those things to be restored to us. Restore to us spiritual hunger. Restore to us fervor for the things of your kingdom. Restore to us the fire of the living God. Let us be filled with your Spirit. And I declare over your church that your church will be filled with your Spirit. That they would overflow. We will overflow with your Spirit. Because it's your heart for us, and it is our destiny to be filled with your Spirit. And so we choose to seek after you and to be filled with you.